We have a bunch of stuff to talk about. We're going to talk about Iran. We're going to talk about a suit that he's currently in, which is the Blue Water Navy claim and so forth. And then we will talk about that as well. And then I have a study from studyfinds.org here, ladies and gentlemen, that is peak Americana. So this study tells us that people are more likely to experiment with drugs during the summer. You know what that means? You know what the point of that is? People are bored in the summer, so they experiment with drugs. How far away are we as Americans in this Western society from the lives and the rituals and the overall living experience of our ancestors here? Right? How 'cause this is the time of year, what should we be doing as people? 'Cause I tend to believe that human beings we're in God's image and the fact we were created to live in small communities. Right? Cities, no. We're not supposed to be isolated. We don't do that. But we also, I think we function best in small communities where everybody has roles and functions. Like legitimate ones. Not sit behind this computer in this cubicle farm for 8 hours looking at data. Like maybe being a butcher or being a farmer or being a blacksmith. Something of that nature. Something there where you can give yourself to the community. And that brings me back to my point. What should most humans be doing, at least the way that we have been designed? We should be working on our harvest right now. That's why kids get out of school. Don't get it shaken, mistaken, gyration. The reason why kids get 3 months off in the school is not because they need vacation, is because it was designed around the harvest. The reason why kids are in school in the winter is because there's no harvest and they might as well learn something. So the fact is that we have kids who sit around playing e-sport video games, which, by the way, here's a quick note on that. Your e-sports, which I'm going to talk about in the business segment, the Fortnite, which the tournament and so forth, that payout, that $3 million payout is higher than the person who wins the Masters, the guy who wins the Masters, or the guy who wins the Indy 500. That $3 million prize is higher. So this whole idea that this is an actual thing is actually really sad. It's really sad in this whole, I don't know. I'm going to talk about it even more, and it's just kind of one of the downfalls of society. But people experiment with drugs because they're bored. Why? Because they have no function or purpose. Because, well, man, it's summertime. Yeah, well, when you live in your cookie-cutter suburban neighborhood and you don't have anything where somebody else mows your lawn and cleans your house, of course you're going to sit around and be bored. Everything that has been taken from us to give us ownership in things, well, it's been taken from us. We've subcontracted out our lives, essentially, to only be able to live for work, for corporations, for our paychecks. You know, there was a song by this group called, the song's called Flagpole Sitter. And it was from, if you're my age, you know what the group was. It was a big, song back in the early 2000s by this group called Harvey Danger. And it had a line in there. It said, if you're bored, then you're boring. Really? And so That's something I'm going to rip apart. So I'm going to talk about the Fortnite tournament and the people doing drugs because they're bored